the Lord and encourage one another by the words that we sing.
Sing songs of praise unto that name. that you, the God, God, direct us and forgive us for our sins. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Does anyone have a song they'd like to hear?
You have 388, right, too?
All right. Number 388. Except I don't think I know this one.
One step at a time, dear Savior, I cannot take anymore. The flesh is so weak and hopeless, I know not what is before. One step at a time, dear Savior, till faith grows stronger.
Father, alone.
have a young lady down at Batesville that she always said that as they sang this song when she was young, she thought about father alone, meaning my father alone. And she sang it like that. But father alone means further down the road is what the idea is. She learned it later on. What it is. Well, let me see here what number I've chosen. I've written down along the way here. A new song made for us tonight that will help. 423.
423. One day when heaven was filled with His praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forward to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is He. Living He loved me, dying He saved me, buried He carried my sins far away, rising He justified, freely forever.
Here.
503.
Swiftly returning, Christ ages, swiftly ours are changing to years. How are we using God's golden moments? Shall we be glory? Shall we be tears? Into our hands the gospel is given, into our
Song. Thank you. Brother Thomas. Would it seem
this one at while 472?
472.
That was J.H.'s song.
Yeah, that's a good song.
If the skies above you are gray, your peace will soon bloom. If your cares and burdens seem great, all the day through, there's no silver line that shines if the battle be ran. Look, my faith is in my friend, trust in his promises, sing and be happy. I hear the roar.
You may have wondered this morning as I was reading out of Luke chapter 4 how that Jesus was saying to those demons that he cast out of men, hush, don't say anything about him being the Christ, but they had already said it at that point in time. Why did he try to stop them? Why did he hold them back? Jesus knew that later on in life, Paul would write such things as this in Romans 1 verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith. And thus the word of God was what God really wanted them to hear. He wanted them to understand that in every generation of people, you don't need to have a miracle wrought to cast out demons. You can have the word of God to be preached that is accepted by people, and it saves them from whatever circumstances of life that they would enter that would hurt them and harm them. And so that is the way that we read out the rest of the New Testament. We could go over many verses of Scripture in that regard, but let's go over to 1 Peter chapter 2 in reference to this matter. And he tells us, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. After he told, put away vain speech, and put away rough words among you, and receive with meekness the grafted word which is able to save your soul. That's the word of God that's able to save our soul. James will write it and help us. The word of God directs us as we go along in life. And we studied this morning in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 how the word of God came as a result of the work of the Holy Spirit in the lives of inspired men. The Spirit had revealed these things in us, which we now speak unto you, Paul writes there to the brethren of Corinth. We're speaking the words, not our own. We didn't make them up, we didn't invent them, but they're the words that the Holy Spirit gave us to say to you. And as a result, they would be led by the Spirit of God, his words, the word of God, and as a result of that, they would come to obey the gospel, and they, like the people of Corinth, they would have a hope beyond the grave because of that, a hope of the Son. They could be forgiven of sins if they would repent of sin. There's a man listed there who was in deep sin and terrible ways, but he heard the message of the church to him. He heard the message of God, and he repented of it. He turned his life around. He got away from the terribleness of his sins. And he praised God and thanked God that he could be free from the result of that way of life. The result would be so bad and so terrible, because he would be put away from the presence of God and the glory of his mind. When we read there in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, he says, to you that have trouble, rest with us. He tells them to rest with us because there's a coming a Savior. And as he comes, he'll deliver us from these circumstances of life. That's what the Word of God teaches us will happen. So if we're preparing for that day and time in which he'll come again, unannounced, so suddenly that we don't have any extra time to make preparation. Let's make preparation while we can. And even tonight, you can make that preparation by obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ as you have understood that gospel to be in the New Testament, the Bible. On the day of Pentecost, they were told to repent and be baptized. This man, Saul, changed his name to Paul. He was told to arise, go be baptized, and wash away your sins. He was a man in constant prayer at the time that the gospel preacher told him and saw him. Arise, go be baptized, and wash away your sins. You can do that even now. If we stand together, let's sing this song together. There's a fountain free.
There's a fountain free, 'tis for you and me. Let us haste, oh, haste to drink. 'Tis the fountain of love from the source of love, and he gives us all free and green. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty soul.
Thank you, Father, for the men that lead these songs, and Father, we pray that we have sang them, and we have learned of them, and we have glorified you by singing these things to you.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for your word that you've given us. We're thankful for it being shared to us today, and Father, we pray that we will take it in our heart to dwell on it and to think about it and put it into our lives that will help us to be better citizens in your kingdom. Thank you so much for your son that you gave us, who came to this earth and taught us all the things that you'd have us to know and to die on that cruel cross for our sins. Father, we're thankful for the health that we have, and we pray for those that are unable to be here this night that are sick. We ask you to strengthen them, and Father, help them to gain their normal walks in this life. Help us as we go through this week, Father, to accomplish the things that we need to do. And Father, we pray that at the next time that we'll be able to come back here and worship you. We ask you to care for us and watch over us. Thank you, Father, for loving us as much as you all do, always do, and for the things that you've given us in this life to sustain us. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.